This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've got less than a week until the Twinkie returns to store shelves, a sweet victory for fans of the iconic cream-filled snack cake. Lovers also, no doubt, of Ding Dongs and Ho-Hos. The Hostess brand is back among us less than a year after declaring bankruptcy. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has this list of the new ingredients that are making Twinkies a viable business proposition once again.
Ingredient number one?
Bankruptcy.
Stephen Davidoff is professor of law and finance at Ohio State University.
The story of Hostess is really the story of much of industrial America, a historically unionized labor force with a management that was unwilling to change, and it got caught between the two.
Bankruptcy allowed the company to restructure, shutting down its factories, selling off brands. The new owners offered some workers their jobs back at lower pay. So ingredient number two?
Lower cost workforce.
Also a non-unionized workforce. Union pensions had helped cripple the old Hostess, but so had poor management. That had to be replaced too.
The company didn't diversify, didn't expand the brand, and it just stopped growing, but the costs remained.
Davidoff says the new owners plan to expand the Hostess brand by offering healthier products and new varieties. Gluten-free ding-dongs, anyone? Thomas Hubbard is a professor of management at the Kellogg School. He says another key ingredient in Twinkie's new formula, gasoline.
In order for Hostess to become viable again, they had to basically reduce distribution costs in a business that was fundamentally about distribution.
Instead of drivers delivering products directly to store shelves, they'll be shipped to warehouses. Hostess will also start freezing Twinkies so it can store them longer and ship them further. And by longer, we're talking 45 days compared to 25 for the old version. No, contrary to popular belief, they don't last forever. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
We had a good time on Twitter today with this one. What is something you ate as a kid that you just couldn't or wouldn't eat anymore? Here are a couple of favorites. And by favorites, I mean, ew. Gross. Peanut butter and mayonnaise sandwiches, SpaghettiOs on toast. Paste was also mentioned. Yes, paste. To wash it all down, a big old glass of Pepsi and milk. You can tweet us your kid-friendly food, the kind you will not eat anymore. You can reach us at Marketplace APM. You can get me at Kai Rizdahl. I used to have green relish on bologna sandwiches.